Coburn number 709, Portman number 154, Leahy number 710, side by side to Senator Inhofe number 139 and Inhofe number 139. There be no second degree amendments in order prior to the votes in relation to any of these amendments. That none of the amendments be divisible, notwithstanding all time having expired on the resolution. There be 2 minutes equally divided prior to each vote, and that all votes be 10-minute votes. That upon disposition of the Inhofe amendment number 139, the Senate proceed immediately to vote on adoption of S. Con. Res. 8 as amended.
Is there objection?
Reserve the right to object.
Senator from New Jersey.
I will not object, but I do want our colleagues to understand that some of these amendments that the chairlady just asked to be put in order are incredibly fundamental, important foreign policy issues that you do not do at 3 in the morning and change the dynamics of the Middle East, change the dynamics of our national security and interests and international organizations. That's what some of these amendments will do. And you don't do it in a budget process. You do it through regular order in a committee that ultimately can hear both sides, as we have succeeded so far in this session in a very bipartisan way. So I will not object because of the gentlelady's effort to get us to a conclusion, but I will be urging all of our colleagues to oppose all of those amendments because this is foreign policy on the fly, and it is dangerous, and we send very important messages when we cast votes in certain ways that it can affect the balance of stability in the Middle East, that can affect our relationships across the world, that can affect our effectiveness in institutions that we need at the end of the day to promote our national security and our national interests.
Madam President.
Is there objection? Senator from Washington.
Madam President, I would hope that we would defeat these amendments, but Madam President, if there's no objection.
Is there objection? Without objection.
Madam President, we will then move to these amendments again. All senators sitting in your seats, vote. There will be. We will get through these as quickly as possible.
Madam President.